Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the bounties and the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the people of Jannah. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni la'a'lamu akhir ahli al-nari khurujaha minha wa akhir ahli al-jannati dukhul al-jannah rajulun yakhruju min al-nar habwan fayakulu Allahu lahu idhhab fadkhul al-jannah فيأتيها فيخيل إليه أنها ملاء فيرجع فيقول يا ربي وجدتها ملاء فيقول الله تعالى له اذهب فادخل الجنة فيأتيها فيخيل إليه أنها ملاء فيرجع فيقول يا ربي وجدتها ملاء فيقول الله عز وجل له اذهب فادخل الجنة فإن لك مثل الدنيا وعشرة أمثالها وإن لك مثل عشرة أمثال الدنيا فيقول أتسخرني أو تضحك بي وأنت الملك قال فلقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحك حتى بدت نواجذه فكان يقول ذلك أدنى أهل الجنة منزلة متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I know who will be the last to leave Jahannam, the last to come out of Jahannam, and the last to enter Jannah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, here we're seeing Jannah and the size of Jannah and the beauty of Jannah being presented to us in different ways. Just for our imagination, really we can't understand what beauty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannah. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam is presenting it to us from another angle, that what will the lowest Jannati get, what will his Jannah be? Yesterday we did with the hadith explaining that he will be offered the Jannah of the king of the world. One of the kings of the world, he'll be offered that Jannah. And then he'll be told that now you'll get 10 times what the king of the world got. Just to show us that what this hadith is explaining it to it from another angle. So as Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I know who will be the last to leave Jahannam and the last to enter Jannah. He will come out from Jahannam dragging himself on the ground. In other words, he'll be crawling, dragging himself. That's the condition that he will be coming out of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, enter Jannah. He will go to Jannah and it will appear to him full. It will appear, now Jannah is full. Everyone has taken up their spots, their place. That's how it will appear to him from outside. Now this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also making it happen to increase the enjoyment of the person, to increase the pleasure that he will get out of Jannah. When suddenly something comes to you, then with what pleasure it comes? When a person is told that there is no chance of you going for Hajj, all the Hajj visas are given, there is no opportunity, and then last minute he is told no one came and it's for you, how his excitement grows. He gets so excited that last minute, I thought that there was no more visas, and now one visa came, I can go for Hajj, I can go for Umrah. So imagine now this Jannah, it appears to him now that Jannah is full. So he will therefore go back and say, oh Allah, I found it full. Allah Ta'ala will say, go enter Jannah. He will go to Jannah and it will appear full to him. So now this will happen again. He will therefore turn back and say, oh Allah, I found it full. Allah Ta'ala will say, go again and enter Jannah. He will go to Jannah and it will appear full to him. The third time now this will happen. Jannah is appearing full to him. So can you imagine now what's happening? That anticipation and that feeling now that Allah Pak is telling him to go and he's seeing it full. Allah Ta'ala will say, go enter Jannah. You will have a place the size of this world and 10 times more. That what size Jannah you will get, the last person, you will get the size of this world, this earth that we are living in, this world, you will get this and 10 times more will be the Jannah, size of the Jannah of the last Jannah. Not just one resort, not just one palace, not just one estate, but 10 times the size of this world will be the last Jannah is Jannah size. And then it will be told to him, oh, you will have a place 10 times this world. He will say, now this person will get a shock. He will tell Allah Ta'ala, are you making fun of me? Or are you joking with me? When you are the king, you are the Malik. You are the king, you are Allah. Are you making fun of me? This is a question. He'll be like so surprised, he'll be so shocked. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, that I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiling until his molars were visible. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam quoted this hadith, he got so happy, he started smiling until his molars were visible. So happy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He was saying, that will be the lowest of the people in Jannah. So you can imagine what pleasure Allah Pak has kept for the others. and those of the higher level, if the lowest jannati is getting such a big jannat. And this short hadith will do, that explains the beauty and the design of the palaces of jannat. And Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna lil mu'mineena fil jannati la khaymatan min lu'lu'atin wahidatin mujawwafatin طولها في السماء 60 ميلا للمؤمنين فيها أهلون يطوف عليهم المؤمن فلا يرى بعضهم بعضا متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in Jannat the believer will have a palace made of a single hollow pearl. One palace, that whole palace is made out of a pearl. And what type of pearl? It will be 60 miles high. And that hollow pearl, in other words, that whole pearl is hollow inside. No need for any pillars to hold up the top of that palace. No need for any support. The whole palace will be pearl. It will be hollow inside. Sometimes we see in some designs nowadays, that they try to even imitate that, to get a palace in the shape of a pearl. Sometimes a building will be called the pearls. But in Jannat, it will be real pearl. 100% real pearl. 60 miles high, such a huge palace, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing it. It will be 60 miles high, the believer shall have family there, and he will go around visiting the different families that he has there, but they will not be able to see each other. So huge this one palace is, that it's created of this hollow pearl. Person will go visit one family member in one section of the palace. From there, he won't be able to see the other family members in the other section of the palace. So huge it will be. And so many different families, Allah Ta'ala will bless him with so many different wives, etc. So each family is referring to wives. So many different wives, so many different families, so many different entertainments Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has kept for him in Jannat. So imagine this world, when we hear something called the pearls, or something that looks like that, or some design that tries to imitate, how excited a person gets, he wants to invest. Rather we invest our time in real pearl, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannat for us. Such beauty that the eyes can't understand. The architects of this world can't even imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing something like that. 60 miles high, the beauty, the height, and the size, and the decoration, and not fake, 100% pure. Person doesn't have to pay a deposit, he doesn't have to give any money for it. All he has to do is prepare in this dunya, so that one day Allah Ta'ala will give him all these bounties that are in Jannat. May Allah Pak make it such that we become from the people of Jannat. And when we make dua also, like we did in the previous hadith, we should ask dua for the highest Jannat. Don't feel shy when you're asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we ask from the people of this world, then sometimes we feel shy because the person's resources are limited. Person can help only to a certain extent. But there's no limit to the resources of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no limit to the gifting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no limit to the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that when you're asking for Jannat, then ask for Firdaus, ask for Jannatul Firdaus, ask for the highest Jannat. Don't feel shy when asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah pakim us tawfiq wa miki amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilik. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.